This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Well, it was a cool night here in South Philadelphia, and it had a little bit of that playoff feel. The good crowd here to watch the Phillies and the Mets, and the Phils did not disappoint as they're able to come back and, kind of take the punch that the New York Mets delivered in the ninth and finally win it in the 10th, and a good win indeed. It was win number 85 on the season for the Phillies. Hi, everybody. Welcome back into Citizens Bank Park. Welcome into Phillies Playback, Friday night roundtable style here tonight. Larry Anderson is with us. Scott Fransky is here. No television folk here tonight as the game was not on local TV, so just the three of us.
You don't want to ask Ryan Spielberg to join us?
We could. You know what I was going to do? I was going to ask a mathematician to come in and try to explain what the Phillies magic number is, but you two seem to have a pretty good handle on it. Are you certain, Larry?
No, it's three. No, but I concur with you too.
Yes. Well, I'm clueless, to be honest with you. Scott seems to think pretty solidly. Magic number now 3 to clinch a playoff spot and 4 to clinch the top spot. Correct?
I believe so. You look at it now. Let's see. The Cubs have 80 wins. They have 7 games left. The best they can do is 87 wins.
Okay.
Right? I have the Cubs at the number is 3 to eliminate the Cubs.
Okay, they won today. They're the only other team.
They're the only
today.
Team that didn't drop by 2.
Yeah.
Right. They were 4 at the start of the day,
so they only dropped by one.
Otherwise, if they had lost today, the magic number would be 2. You could clinch tomorrow.
Yeah. Darn Cubs.
Yeah. Because a magic number of 3 eliminates both the Cubs and Miami.
Okay.
One win eliminates, or one loss, in that matter, eliminates the Giants and or the Reds.
So that will happen tomorrow, or could happen
tomorrow.
Right.
Like the Giants could lose tonight. You can cross them off.
Yeah.
Cross them off then. the Reds already lost today, so they're 1 going into tomorrow, so they could be. And this is just not eliminating them from the race. This is eliminating them from catching the Phillies is what I'm talking about.
Yeah, and the Phils only need to eliminate 2 of those teams to clinch a postseason spot.
They need to eliminate 3 of the 5 I'm talking
counting,
about.
Yeah,
You're not,
not
counting the Giants.
I'm not counting the Giants.
All right, so they've already eliminated the Giants in your mind.
Yes, yeah.
Okay.
The Giants have eliminated the Giants in my mind.
Well, okay, fair enough.
Yeah.
I hear you. So we're talking about, in order, Arizona, Chicago, Miami, Cincinnati.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And in order, those magic numbers to clinch are 4, 3, 3, and 1.
Okay. 4, 3, 3, and 1. Right. You're on top of it.
Yeah.
We don't need a mathematician from
how many
St.
games
Joe's
do the Diamondbacks have?
The Diamondbacks have 8 games remaining,
right.
Same as us. The Diamondbacks could finish with as many as 89 wins.
Right.
The Phillies are right now at 85. So if the Diamondbacks go 8-0
and we
finish at 89,
and the Phils go 3-5,
and the Phils go 3-5,
right?
Yeah,
we win.
Yes.
Yeah. Well,
no, 4-4.
Well, if we go 3-5, we'd be tied with them.
And we have the tiebreaker.
No, you need 4 wins to get to 89.
I was told there'd be no math.
We need 5 wins to get to 89.
No, we got to 85 tonight.
Yes, we're at 80.
This isn't.
You got to hit refresh.
Right. You got to hit refresh on your browser.
Are you guys making fun of me?
Not at all. I can't figure it out. So why would I make fun of you?
No, here it is. 81 wins for Arizona. Okay.
We go. Now we got 85.
Do it again. See if we get 86.
Yeah, add the 8.
I don't even know where the refresh button is, but it
won 100 games.
We start spraying champagne before the end of this show.
Well, we generally do that anyway.
Yeah. But yes, the best the Diamondbacks could do is 89. The Phillies, if they go 4-4 over their last 8, That's 89.
They would push.
They would push. So that's why it's four.
Yeah. Okay.
That's why it's four to clinch a better record than Arizona.
Yeah. All right. I think we're. I think we got it. I think we're on top.
So eight games left. We go 4-4.
Four and four.
If they go 9-0. If they go 8-0.
Yeah. So. Yeah, I think we got it. All right. Well, that'll do it for tonight's round.
All right. Good talk.
No, I was just kidding.
What?
Don't close up the books.
Okay.
I was just kidding.
All right.
No. Hey, good win for the Phils.
Hey, happy birthday, Greg Murphy.
Thank you. Is it your birthday, too?
Well, belated.
Okay.
Yeah, it was in May.
Yes.
But thanks.
Well, happy birthday.
Belated.
Look, I got you this pen. well, thank you. The Phils get a win on the birthday, which is nice. And, you know, obviously –
that's what all the guys were talking to me about before the game. They said, like, we just really want to get Murph a win for his birthday.
For Murph. We saw the fireworks already for Murph.
That was nice. That was a nice touch, fellas. I appreciate that. The South Philly fireworks, he didn't have to go ahead and do that. But, yeah, I figured that the guys down there were trying to just pull this one out for a birthday present.
Yeah.
But
it's
you know.
Weird how much they love you.
Yeah.
I'm going to be honest with you.
Yeah. Hi, I'm Merv.
Hi, I'm Johan Rojas.
I'm a Ryan Kirkering. You don't know. It could be.
I'm sorry. I keep interrupting you. I know
okay.
You're trying to go somewhere with this conversation. But
cool win. That's where I was going. The losing it late has been an issue. At least the Phils stay in it, battling it. Sir Anthony Dominguez gets a big strikeout after loading the bases in the top of the 10th, and then Phils able to walk it off. So if you're going to play extra innings, you might as well go out and win it, right?
Yeah, and they've had a long string now at home of extra inning games they had lost.
Yeah.
And, you know, they won the other day in extra innings in Atlanta. But, you know, last homestand they lost twice in the 10th. In August they lost – in the 10th inning to the Giants in an extra inning game. Early August on the road, they lost to Miami in extras. They lost to Pittsburgh in extras. They've had some struggles in extras.
Yeah, but had some struggles late. This according to Corey Seidman. He said that six times in the last 13 games, the Phils have allowed the game-tying or go-ahead runs in the eighth or later.
What was that?
That's not
six times in the last 13 games, Phillies have allowed the tying or go-ahead run in the eighth inning or later. So that's a trend that needs to stop.
But concern.
Yeah, it's a bit of a concern. But you know, at the end of the day, it's night. I know I was giving you a chance to say that. At the end of the day,
all that matters is the win.
Oh, I thought you were going to say it's night. It's nighttime. Isn't that your line? I thought that was
that's
your line.
His line?
I thought it was. No?
I've never heard him say that.
Me either.
And I've heard him say a lot of things.
You can use it from now on if you like.
Do I have to say
Apparently
Murph told
it's
me
my
that?
Line. Yeah.
Like on your birthday?
Yes, absolutely. but no, certainly it was good that they were able to come through. And, you know, maybe some of the guys that have been on the schneid offensively maybe starting to break through a little bit. I mean, Castellanos certainly has over the last week or so. But as you pointed out, Scott, during the broadcast, Bryson Stott hit a couple balls hard today. Yep. Got a base hit, and you know, even JT Realmuto able to one big swing of the bat.
Big swing,
yeah, gets the three.
Because they just didn't have anything going at all. And I will say, you know, it's obviously they win in the 10th because they get the free runner, and that's just you know what it is. But before that, they were 2-for-10 with runners in scoring position, and. And again, they're scoring a lot of runs via the home run, and it's not always going to be that way. I mean, it can be in the playoffs. It isn't always going to be. You do have to be able to scratch and claw and get some through.
Sure.
And we saw a little bit of that tonight. You know, the ball Schwarber hit.
Boom hit.
You know, that, I mean,
couple of rockets.
But, I mean, just that's a manufactured run in a lot of ways. Johan bloop base hit, stolen base error, you know, a single the other way. Schwarber doesn't even know where the ball was. He's looking for it. One of those pop-ups the other way and flares it into left. And then the flare down the right field line. So
you'll take it.
Yes.
Yeah, no doubt.
As you said to Bomer, it's a it's a missile in your box score, and that's
yeah, I mean, I wasn't going to mention that it went off the bat at 59 miles an hour. You know,
it sounds like my bat. But yeah,
a hit's a hit.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And at the end of the day, it's midnight.
Yeah.
And at the end of the game, it wins the game.
Yeah.
So that's
right.
Really all that matters.
All that matters.
So.
Can someone explain to me how?
Probably not.
Yeah, probably not. How Jeff McNeil was able to get a walk after?
How was he able to walk? That's what I want to know.
Yeah, and honestly, if folks didn't hear it,
he has number one, he has a cup on.
Does he?
I don't. I'm not so sure.
You're not so
that.
Sure.
I'm not so sure.
Take a look at the replay.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. It didn't exactly come. Rocketing off.
It wasn't a ricochet?
It wasn't.
It kind of just dropped. And normally off of equipment, it would probably carry them a little bit.
Gotcha. Yeah. Gotcha.
Yeah.
I mean, actual manufactured equipment.
It might have been the best call of the year, by the way, on the next pitch. All I'll say is folks should go back and listen.
It wasn't – I mean, honestly, it wasn't mathematically correct, but the call, I mean, you know, still.
Still, it was funny. it's all about being funny at that.
You know, you can be young – once.
You're only young once.
But you can be immature for
that. That is exactly right, boys.
Ain't that the truth? And that's what the Friday Night Roundtable is all about. Yeah. It was kind of remarkable because you didn't seem fazed by it at all. So,
no.
Take that for what it's worth. I don't know. I don't know what that means. But
I mean, Jeff McNeil, that I don't know how that doesn't just completely knock the wind out of you. I mean, he
– Yeah.
Like
– Yeah.
He just – walk back into the batter's box.
Like nothing happened.
He's like, bring him on. good for him. I'm glad he's not hurt. I mean, we certainly don't want him to get hurt in that scenario. But it was kind of impressive.
It was hysterical is what it was.
It was kind of funny, too.
I've never fouling a ball off.
Yeah. Well, if he hadn't swung at it, it probably would have hit him.
Yeah.
And he did swing at it, and it looked like he got a little bit of a piece of it, and it redirected it.
At first, I didn't think he made contact. I mean, not with the ball.
Yeah.
With the
bat
baseball.
The ball. Yeah, exactly. For now on, refer to it as the baseball.
Baseball,
please.
Yes. But I thought the baseball I thought the baseball hit him.
Yes.
And then it just dropped. I did not have any idea that he made any contact with the baseball.
With his bat.
With his wooden bat.
Exactly right. Yes.
Yes.
Well, it was.
I've just never seen it.
It was impressive.
Yeah.
Not all heroes wear capes. That's the bottom line. maybe we should move on.
Yeah, let's.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Got your happy price line.
Hey, cool night tonight before the game. We got to mention that. Scott Rolen, the Wall of Fame tribute. As always, the Phillies do an amazing job with those kinds of ceremonies. The video that they put up, and you were a part of that, Larry, where they interviewed a lot of his former teammates and coaches, and watching the highlights of Scott Rolen in a Phillies uniform. A lot of people forget just how terrific of a player he was. And just in that little three-minute video, and it's all over social media, so if you didn't get a chance to see it, you can find it there. But just that three-minute video is it just shows you why he deserves to be where he is. Right?
You know what? Most people saw him playing at the Vet. Most people in his area saw him playing at the Vet on AstroTurf. Generally not terrible hops on AstroTurf. To me, the beauty was when coaching in Reading, in 95 and watching him get there, and not to take anything away from Redding or that field, they did a terrific job. Dirt was tremendous as a groundskeeper there, but it's still a minor league field, and there's some lumps and bounces and stuff. To watch him play third on a minor league field and traveling with him and watching him on other fields, oh, my word.
Yeah.
I mean, there was almost like there was no such thing as a bad hop if it was hit towards Roland. It just – and but I think – you know, one of the things that was most impressive to me was when – I think it was Berducci talked to him, interviewed him after he was elected or you know, found out he was going to the Hall of Fame. And he talked about for him that watching other players run the bases showed him the integrity or you know, their respect of the game, the way they ran the bases. Mm. And that, he said that was a big part of him. I wanted to respect the game and play the game right. And I absolutely love that.
Yeah. 'Cause
you never saw him jogging, never saw him dogging. You never saw him nothing but just running and playing hard.
Yeah, I mean, offense is great, and watching a guy, you know, hit 50 home runs or knocking 100, that's great. But watching a guy play tremendous defense and watching a guy run the bases with, like, reckless abandon, to me, is what makes this game so fun.
Yeah.
You know, those are the kind of players that you love to root for. And when they have the talent of Scott Rolen on top of it, that's a pretty good package right there.
I think Schilling said something about the way he played was just – I'm trying to think of how he put it. Any idea?
No.
About the way Roland played?
Yeah.
In the video – what he said in the video?
Yeah.
Oh, in the video. In
about
the
him being a future Hall of Famer, that quote? Or
What the heck was – there was something and it just hit me. Obviously, it didn't make a big impression.
Yeah. Hanging on its every word, were you?
He just shakes his head.
Well, folks can go back and try to find that somewhere. It's
yeah.
Like I said, it's all over social media. But the video's great. But we had Scott on the pregame show today.
Oh, I know.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
No.
Not to interrupt.
No. Squirrel.
But
wait, before he loses it. Don't make him laugh.
Wait, what were we talking about?
No.
It was Roland, right?
Yeah, yeah. It was that guy Scott Roland.
Like, I think it was Schill said that he would come to watch Roland play, not for his offense, but he would pay to watch him play defense.
I would, too.
And run the base. It was just – which is – I would, too, when you watch him as good as he was. Man, just phenomenal with that glove.
Yeah, yeah. Well, like I said, we had Scott on, and then we had Rico Bronio on. We interviewed Rico about Scott. He's going to be on the pregame show tomorrow, weather permitting. But he'll be on tomorrow. But he said that – as teammates, they knew right away, in late 96, 97, that this was a Hall of Fame talent. Now, whether or not, you know, he could stay healthy and play the 17 years that he did, but to watch him play, they said that he had Hall of Fame talent, and it was evident right from the get-go.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That's kind of cool. Well, it was a great night.
Great ceremony, as always. Yeah.
Mr.
They
Giles,
do such a good job down there.
Yeah, ran over to give Mr. Giles a hug.
That was nice.
Which was awesome. And the other Wall of Famers that were here as well. So.
And not only that, but they got all that done and we started the game a minute early.
Yeah.
That's right.
Impressive.
Or a minute late.
No, we were early.
Yeah. 7:00. It was right on time.
Yeah. Right.
According to the script, it was right on time as well, 7:06. So it was all good. All right, before I let you go, because there was a moment in the broadcast tonight where I had to step back. I was kind of impressed that Larry said. Well, actually, I won't tell you what Larry said. We're gonna listen back to what you said. Take a listen. I didn't realize that that you were first of all a big Jeopardy fan, obviously.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And obviously an aficionado. So. Yeah. I thought you and I could channel our inner Alec Trebek and
Vanna White's going to do the question.
That's a different show.
That's a different show.
Oh, wait.
Oh,
which show did you think you were going on?
Oh, wait. Wait a minute. It was the other one. It was the wheel.
I'd like to buy a way out of this show for $100.
Nope. So please answer in form of a question.
Okay.
Three questions. And if you get them all right, I will rappel off the St. Louis Arch at some point.
What?
Yeah, yeah.
I hope I get these right.
I feel pretty good about this. We'll start with one that's in the sports category.
Okay.
Sports nobility. Here's the question.
Uh-huh.
This controversial head coach led Indiana to 3 NCAA hoop titles and the U.S. to a gold medal in 1984. No, no.
Who is...
Don't give him
Bobby
answers.
Knight.
Who is Bobby Knight? Ding! You are correct. You are correct. One for one.
All right.
All right. So I'll get my rope out.
How much was that for? That was the daily double.
That was for $100.
Oh, shoot.
Yeah, that was
no wonder.
All right, but how about the jump around category for $200? All right, the jump around category.
Okay.
You gotta do this slang term to mean you're leaving. It's also good to get one of these in the polls.
A vote. What is a vote?
Jump around category.
Yeah. What is a merry-go-round? what is a pogo stick?
What is bounce?
Yes.
I got to bounce.
Yes.
I got to go. Get a bounce.
What is a bounce?
Yes. Well, that's a whole
well, you
other
got
show.
It wrong, so he doesn't have to now
repel
off the arch.
Yeah. All right, so this is for both of you then.
Just did it. After he told you.
finally, places.
By the way, right. You sound great as a Jeopardy host.
Oh, thank yeah. you. Yeah, I was going to try out for that, but yeah. they didn't call me back.
Again.
Yeah, okay. Is Aaron Rodgers going to go back and do that now?
I don't think so.
Oh.
Yeah. He didn't have our – yeah, no.
He's got time.
Well, he does have time now. Do you want the last question?
Yeah.
This was really hard.
All right.
You got no shot. No one has a shot at this. At the heart of a major
– Is it Nobel Prize winners?
It is.
Okay.
Yeah. Nobel Prize winners / places. Places. At the heart of a major industrial region, this second most populous U.K. city lies near the geographic center of England.
The one right next to London.
That's right.
Yeah. What is the city next to London?
I got to give it to him.
Yeah. What is the city next to London? Yeah. What is, can I steal?
Yeah, go ahead.
What is Manchester?
Birmingham?
Did you know that or did you see it? You cheater, you. You saw it.
Birmingham or Bellingham?
Birmingham.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's
yeah,
in
not
Washington.
Alabama, yeah. apparently. Yeah, I would have no shot at that. I would have.
I'm gonna have to. I'm gonna
what
have
a
to.
Weird question to come up with. Is this some Jeopardy game generator?
I asked our intern Seth Fisher to say, I said, find me three really hard Jeopardy questions. I want to use them on
and
the
I
show.
And I got one of them.
Yeah. So he shows me the Bobby Knight question, and I'm like, he's gonna get that one.
Actually,
right?
I got two
but,
of them.
You know, I forget that Seth is 20, so he didn't know Bob. He wouldn't have gotten Bobby Knight, right? Because that was way before his time. But I said, well, we all lived through, you know. Yeah. I knew you were going to get that one right.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. Yeah. I thought maybe you'd get that second one right. And you.
I did. Well,
did
kind of.
Yeah.
Bounce. What is bounce?
I got to bounce. Like right now. I need to
yeah.
leave.
Yeah. You
I'm here for you, Murph. It's your birthday, pal. Whatever you right. need.
Well,
you still got an hour and 10 minutes of your birthday to celebrate.
I know. God, what's the night?
What are we going to do?
Well, the night is but a pup.
That's exactly right.
Are we actually still on the air?
Well, the FCC may have cut us off at some point,
okay.
which we would understand, quite frankly. But all right. I hope you had fun, Larry, with the
I certainly
yeah.
did.
Yeah. So if you just brush up on the music categories and the other categories.
Can
I
we,
think,
next
you got
Friday show. Roundtable, Friday night roundtable, can we do Wheel of Fortune?
You know what? Your wish is
all
my
right.
command.
All right.
Something tells me you're not going to be there on Friday night, but okay. If you're coming to New York, we'll do it. Sounds good. All right, fellas. Good
what
win
if
for
we
the
call
tonight.
You?
Yes.
Yes.
Would that work?
Yeah.
We'll call you at home.
Yeah.
Friday night, put you on the roundtable.
What time would that be?
Yeah. Game show stuff.
Yeah.
11.
Because, I mean, the Phillies will have already clinched by then,
and we won't
have anything to talk
yeah.
about.
We could be like,
all right.
I better not say that. Jeff McNeil swung the bat and hit his blank.
Yeah. hit him in his Birmingham.
Oh, game shows are
oh,
fun.
Mercy.
Scott Baranski, Larry Anderson.
Hey, happy
so
birthday,
much.
Murph.
Thank
happy
you.
Birthday,
thank
bud.
Thank you very much. We'll take a quick break, but we've got more to come here on Phillies Playback, so stay with us right here on the Phillies Radio Network.